I was one of those things. When things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio. Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Welcome back. It's a beautiful Friday. I hope you're ready to get a little Tito's on. I hope you're ready to have a little bit of fun. Don't forget, 12:30, we got T-Money and Uncle Brasky. You know they are absolutely hilarious. Hilarious. And we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk a little bit about the draft, some of the things that we're confused on. We're also going to talk about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Taylor Swift gave her okay with Kansas City's draft pick. She reached out to Xavier Worthy. Like, if you got drafted by Kansas City and you're about to go play with the greatest quarterback to possibly ever take the field, like, that's one thing. But then to have Tay-Tay give her blessing, like, what makes that night even bigger for you?
Nothing.
I mean, you get Tay-Tay's blessing.
That's right.
And you get to go play with the two-time Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs. Not bad, not bad. But we're going to talk a little bit of NFL, some funny stories, some crazy things like that. But I got to remind you, it's Friday. Probably going out tonight. Probably going out tomorrow night. Hopefully recovering and going to church on Sunday. You want to look good, don't you, at all three places? Do you not? I always want to look good, except for today. Didn't really dress up too much for work, did I? Workout clothes.
I can see that.
I'm going to the gym, man. I'm doing good things before I get crazy bad this weekend.
I guess that's good.
Got to do some good before you do some bad. But my point is, you always want to look good. So why don't you go to Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, down in Olive Branch. They got gear for you. They can dress you from head to toe. They got hats, shirts, pants, boots. Largest boot showroom on planet Earth. They can also do that for your kids and your girl. And your mother and your grandmother and your friends and your coworkers and all the people you're going out with. If you want to look good, just go down to Frontier Western Store. Again, 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch. You say, I can't get down to Olive Branch, John. I'm busy. Well, you can pull your phone out and shop at FrontierWesternStore.com. They ship their orders out within 24 hours. It arrives to you quick. Bing, bang, boom. You place an order, you get your order. Just like that. Frontier Western Store, FrontierWesternStore.com. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
My goodness. Got to bring up basically the general manager for the Falcons and just their whole situation with what they've done lately. I am a little bit confused still. So the eighth pick in the draft, you go out there and take Michael Penix after you just gave Kirk Cousins a guaranteed $100 million, four-year $180 million, first 2 years are fully guaranteed at $100 million. You say you can win right now. I'm going to tell you something. I think you can too. You know why? Well, you play in the NFC South. Carolina is terrible. New Orleans is in cap purgatory. You have a chance to go out there and pass the Bucs. I mean, I liked what Baker Mayfield did. Also did love the Bucs first round pick. Going out there and get them center like that, my goodness. Bucs are making better decisions. But you can win now in this division, the NFC South. You can compete. You got your quarterback. I mean, you were playing Desmond Ridder, bro, and Taylor Heineke. That's terrible. There wasn't a worse quarterback room in the country. Before that, you had Marcus Mariota. Like, it's been bad. And I get that y'all are like Atlanta's general manager and their football organization has probably got this fear that they'll never run into a quarterback again. I just feel like if you're in win now mode, and you just paid this quarterback because you believe all those weapons that you have on offense, that very young, talented defense, Bijan running the rock, tight ends, wide receivers, you got it all. Good offensive line, very good offensive line. But you take the eighth pick and you get Michael Penix. He's not going to help you this year, is he? I don't think so. And if he does, why the hell did you give Kirk Cousins $100 million? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm just a little bit confused. And then also, the explanations from their general manager in Washington on draft night was kind of shocking. Like, them coming out there and revealing last night that they called Kirk Cousins while they were on the clock when they realized that they were going to take Michael Penix Jr. Like, the way they talked about it made me laugh so hard. They were like, we can't believe Michael Penix fell to us at 8.
What mock drafts were they looking at?
I don't know, bro. Like, you weren't listening to Mel Kiper. He invented the draft. Why the hell weren't you listening? What? You, oh, my God. Michael Penix just fell to you? Most people had Michael Penix as a late first rounder, if in the first round, in a day 2 pick. And I understand, again, you got, like, I mean, Terry Fontenot, isn't it?
Olof, or no. Fontenot. Freud Fontenot. There are a couple guys with similar
Terry Fontenot, something like that.
Okay. Oh, they're general managers.
Yeah, the GM for
the
Falcons.
Yeah, okay, I thought you were trying to say they should have gone with linemen. I'm sorry.
No.
You're asking me how to pronounce some guy's name.
Oh, I still don't know how to say his name. The Penn State offensive lineman, their tackle.
Yeah.
But the point is
Olof.
I don't know. I mean, again, you have Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota. You're a little bit freaked out about quarterback situations. But again, you just gave $100 million and you can win now. So that stuff is absolutely crazy. I don't know what the damn Falcons are doing.
Well, here's the thing. I think everybody is putting their blame and their frustration in the wrong place. Because if Atlanta had come out last night and said, we only have Desmond Ridder on our roster as a quarterback, we love Michael Penix Jr., we think he's our guy, nobody would have said a word. We might have had people like you come in like you did with Bo Nix and say, I don't think he's going to be
like
very
Michael
good.
I like Michael Penix Jr.
Right. But nobody would have been saying, this was a bad pick. Because everyone would be like, okay, if they like the quarterback, they like
Bo Nix twice last year. He's bigger, got a better arm.
Right. So more accurate. Nobody would have been in here saying, it was a bad pick. The problem that everyone has is the fact that they went out and got Kirk Cousins
Correct.
And then did this. So everybody's really just mad at the fact that they signed Kirk Cousins.
No, the thing is I first was critical of, it's like, who gives a 36-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles $100 million
Exactly, because I remember when we were having those conversations
insane.
When they signed him. So everyone's frustrated when you do Kirk Cousins.
You know what? It does stem from that. Thank you, Shrink Dacus.
You're welcome. I mean, I was thinking about this morning. I was like, nobody's really mad that they made the decision to draft Michael
I'm
Penix.
Just mad that
everyone's mad about Kirk Cousins.
They tied up $100 million right. into Kirk Cousins.
And then did this.
And then draft a quarterback with the 8th pick. I don't know. It just feels crazy. And again, what's the point of having a good young quarterback? You don't have to pay him for 4 years so you can actually build your roster and bring talent around him. Well, if Michael Penix is sitting around watching a $50 million a year quarterback play and he's not making much money, but he is a first round pick and they're still paying him, how are you spending money on other people to, like, help your team? Just, I don't know. So I had to just bust that out. And then also, last night at the NFL draft, I thought this was wild. So the Penn State offensive lineman, do you know who it's Olu Fashanu. Yo, what's up, Fashanu? Well, his mother must not like his girlfriend. Did you see that?
I saw a lot of people posting this.
This was hilarious.
I've seen videos.
She slapped her back like 4 times. She gave her a forearm shiver. She looked like she was.
I think that was just a mother just very excited about her son making. Now there was one.
You know what she said to her? She said, keep your little tramp hands off my son.
There was one a couple of years ago.
I birthed him and raised him. You here now, but you gone tomorrow, girl.
There was one a couple years ago that literally, like, pushed the girlfriend out of the way and was like, this is not your moment. Get out of here. And I loved that one. That was great.
It was kind of like reminded me of, remember when Russell Wilson was with his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Every year around the draft, that picture gets brought back up.
So funny. That girl thought she made a fortune. Yeah. And it wasn't what
What's his what?
Like 2 weeks.
What's
and he
his, who's
dumped
his
her.
Girl now?
Sierra.
Sierra. That's right. Yeah.
He's an Eskimo brother with Future.
With Future. Yes. I can never remember her name.
If you don't know what an Eskimo brother is, text me 901-360-8255. 901-360-8255.
Or just use Google.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was gonna say I will respond to you.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of football situations that are a little bit off. My man, Randy texted here a little earlier. I think Randy, he's kind of like me about the whole Bear situation. He said any quarterback in this draft has a better chance than Caleb Williams in Chicago. The last 13 years, basically since 2010, the Bears have had 8 different offensive coordinators, an average of 1.6 years for each. How in the hell is a young kid supposed to not only learn an NFL playbook, but maintain his confidence and grow into a system if the system changes every other year? Mm. Chicago blew it up yet once again, and as a Packer fan and a shareholder, that's fine with me. Go, Randy. Go, Randy. Go. I think Minnesota had the best first round, and if McCaffrey has the opportunity to sit for a year or two, I think he can be an excellent game manager, which is more than good enough by itself to have a long and successful career. I see a path for Minnesota to finally get back to possibly playoff contention and a Super Bowl in 3 to 5 years. Damn, Randy, you got money in the Packers. Don't be praising Minnesota too much. I do like Kevin O'Connell. I do like the fact that JJ is going to be a worker. And I do love the fact that if you look at, he's got Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson, and they brought in Aaron Damn Jones. Like, he's walking into a team that's ready to roll. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Burn?
Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean? Now, let's see. Talk to GMs. Talked about the mom. Oh, we had one other mom that was weird. One other girlfriend that's about to be dumped. Did you see the offensive lineman whose girlfriend is now a meme from the Saturday Night Girl with the big eyes?
Mm-mm.
Damn it, man. I can't think of her name. It is so funny, and this is why I should have actually put it in my notes, and I thought I did. And why you should have prepared
for this story before you brought it up?
Well, you know what I
you
thought I did.
You remember that one girl that I had the big eyes?
Okay, she's on Saturday Night Live and she looks crazy. But my man's girlfriend, she
I think it was Joe Walt. I think I saw
it was Joe Walt. It's his girlfriend.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that, but I
like
was,
he gets drafted and everybody's excited, and she just realized that she was on national television and like set back. And her eyes were like popping out of her head, and she made no movement,
Notre Dame.
No expression, and was the most uncomfortable person I've ever seen in my life. I was waiting for her to stick her fingers under her armpits and start smelling them. You know what I'm talking about? The lady from Saturday Night Live?
I guess
that's from old school stuff, man. You on the X, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
The show used to actually be good back in the day. It sucks now, though. I will say that. Just got to be honest. Like, they ain't funny anymore.
No.
They used to have good people. You had Dennis Miller. You had Dan Aykroyd. You had Chevy Chase. Eddie freaking Murphy. In the hot tub. Ha! Eddie Murphy, bro. He was so damn funny. Then he turned into, like, one of the clumps. And also, didn't he do the Dr. Doolittle stuff? So he's now he's an animal-talking fat person. R.I.P. Charlie. Charlie Murphy was funny.
That's where I know Eddie Murphy from, Charlie Murphy's brother.
You fool. So at least I can say one thing. So you did watch Chappelle's Show?
Of course.
I'm surprised your parents let you watch that.
What?
A good little Christian boy like you is watching Comedy Central.
I don't know if I like that, though.
Well, I mean, because you had to be young.
Well, I mean, yeah, but also, there's a thing called the internet, John. I mean, it's all over Netflix now. You can go watch on Netflix. You can...
It's a very good point.
The skits on YouTube.
That's right. You can actually go rewatch all those.
I watched all the skits on like YouTube when I was in middle school. I mean,
dude, who's my favorite?
Technology.
Tyrone Biggums, the crackhead.
Of course.
I loved him. He was hilarious. Free crack giveaway.
It was really an intervention. Oh, that's great stuff.
Yeah, dude. Remember, though, the best one was when he did Fear Factor and it was, hey, Joe Rogan. And he was eating... what was it, like elk penis?
Yeah.
And like it's Fear Factory and everybody's scared. He's like, hey, Joe Rogan, you got a little hot sauce on
yes,
to put on that?
Yes.
And then he talks to the other girl who's throwing up, hey, you going to finish them?
Uh-huh, yes. No, good stuff.
Oh, that stuff is funny. Man, I wasted my time. Well, it's a good thing I didn't write down that story so I could do a little bit of Chappelle Show.
I guess so, except we figured out the story. We just don't know who you were referencing. Chick from Saturday Night Live.
Well, her name was in
if
the
story. If you
know
the answer.
Her name was in the story.
901-360-8255.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Thanks. Well, we are going to take a quick timeout because guess what? We got T-Money and Uncle Brasky on the other side. We got bets and some crazy stories. We'll talk about Wingfest, which was extremely successful. Thank you. We raised tons of money for the Ronald McDonald House. And again, I'm still here to raise money. Do you know that we're doing a little bowling? Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Knock them pins down.
You did know that?
Mm-hmm.
901 Bowl is out in Collierville. And we are raising money because we raise money for the Ronald McDonald House, which helps support the kids who are going to St. Jude. It gives their family a place to stay. But on May 4th, starting at 10 a.m., everybody and their grandmother, maximum 72 teams, is going out to 901 Bowl. All the proceeds benefit St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Right now, if you want to get a team, it's four-person per team. Like, it's a four-person team. You know what I'm saying? It's like a bowling thing. Do you know a lot about bowling?
I've bowled a couple times in my life.
I think I've only bowled a couple times in my life, too, and I'm really not, like, ever done in a serious situation. I'm terrible at bowling.
I get too competitive when I bowl.
But anyway, these are four-person teams. The registration fee is $100 per team. Maximum 72 teams. We're raising $7,200 for St. Jude for bowling at 901 Bowl. All you have to do is call 901-495-3328. Set up your team. It's going to be that simple. Or you can go to 901bowl.com, and they have all the information there for your registration. Don't touch the dial. T-Money and Brasky are next on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday. Last Saturday was awesome, man. I went down to Wingfest down at River Garden Park. I think I was... Let me tell you something. I'd be like, I'm very humble. I never...
Right.
Toot my own horn.
Never.
Never. Very humble guy. I was pretty damn good. I think I was absolutely hilarious, too.
Well, it's what we like to hear, John.
We had a wonderful turnout. We raised a lot of money for the Ronald McDonald House. It was an unbelievable event. I don't know if T-Money and Uncle Brasky are going to remember that I was there. I know a lot of T-Money Barnyard pimps. They were a little agitated with me. But we're going to talk about the Wingfest. We're going to talk about gambling because I'm funny. They got a little butt hurt. You know what I'm saying?
I see. Can't take a joke.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're the barnyard pimps. I figured that they'd be kind of chill. Your pimps are usually pretty chill, right?
Sure.
Except
what's not to be chill about?
Well, you know that song that they sing in Memphis? Whoop that trick.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes pimps can be actually very, very violent. I just am glad that the Barnyard Pimps didn't beat me with a coat hanger. That would be terrible. What's up, T-Money?
Johnny.
Y'all still want to beat me with a coat hanger?
I don't know. You ain't talked to me since on Saturday when you and Chad got on down.
You been avoiding him, John? Have you been avoiding him?
He's supposed to meet me in Slap the other day. They started calling him No Show Radio.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, actually, I ended up, I got kind of caught up. I'll be able to explain to you off the air, but it'd be a good
excuse.
You're
bringing me a peace offering and everything.
I still have your peace offering.
No Show Radio.
I still have your peace offering. I didn't give it away or anything. I just ran into, like, some very positive things yesterday that I had to take care of.
That's okay. And Red wants to holler at you after the show. show, too.
Perfect. I can't wait to see that crazy fool. But we saw each other last Saturday. Wingfest was awesome. We did raise a lot of money. It was a hell of a lot of fun. If you don't know, I emceed the event when I was out, announcing all the winners. You read from the 10th all the way to first place. The top five get cash prizes. T-Money and Uncle Brasky, the Barnyard Pimps. You had Mike down there. All the pimps were down there. Front row of the stage. Huh. And I'm reading from 10 all the way down to number 2. And then I get to the winner of them all. And there was like, basically, let's be real, there were two teams that you really didn't want to win, right?
Correct.
And one that won was the team you didn't want to win, right?
No, I like what the club.
Oh, they were number 2. They were number 2. The team that you didn't like was the second place team.
Correct.
That's right. So after the team that you didn't like gets second place in the whole tournament, how could you not expect me to pretend that y'all actually got first?
Well, I don't know, Johnny. You clowned us a little bit. I didn't get butt hurt. I just put my arms in the air like a champion, and then they came down real slow in defeat. And then I realized I was getting clowned, and
I did say that y'all are the best at raising money. I did say you were the best at raising money. Y'all raise more money than anybody for Ronald McDonald House.
That is true. We always win the fundraiser, Johnny.
And that's the most important thing.
We always win the fundraiser. Tom does a great job of doing some pre-fundraising.
Thank you, Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, shout out Tom Mitchell.
Go eat some Gus's fried chicken.
Up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, we had already been disappointed earlier in the day, and I was going to let Uncle Brasky talk about our other disappointments throughout the Wing Fest. We did raise the most money. We didn't get where we wanted in the wings, and our boy Skinny didn't get us there either. And I was going to let Uncle Brasky break that down.
All right, Brasky, welcome to the club, man. It's good to see you. Man, it was so good to see you on Saturday, by the way.
Man, I had a great time. The only real problem we had, our boy Skinny, he's out of date. Out of shape, overweight, didn't show up to the Wing Eat contest in good shape.
Half drunk when he was arrived.
He ate a bag of chips and 2 beers before he didn't start.
Well, that's what I was telling
already
him.
Exactly. And then he gets up there, and this guy from, I don't know where the guy was from, but he was in shape. He looked over and he said, man, I got a new eating method. He basically hoed him out.
Yeah, he did.
This guy got up there with both hands and was working wings, and Skinny's over there like he's going to dip his stuff in the sauce and all that. And it was awful, And then what made it worse, he let his team down. This guy, he had a trophy. Probably the only trophy he ever won in his life. He's defending champion. His kids are there. His mom's there. They're all right.
Had everybody front row. We had about 30 there cheering on.
And you also took a lot of bets on that bad boy, and most of y'all got roasted because y'all bet on Skinny to win.
I had Skinny. I put mine on Skin, and I think Brasky took the field. Or did you take Brasky, that other?
One of y'all won.
I won. I took the field because when I saw his hand in that bag of chips and him telling go get me another beer before we get started, I knew the train had fell off the tracks. His team, they had to change their name to the Barnyard Hoes when they got done with that. They got ripped up. I've never seen anything like it in my life. If you look at Joey Chestnut, I've been handicapping these eating contests forever, okay? It ain't the guy that starts enjoying himself in the middle of it. And maybe Skinny just thought he'd coast through it, but, man, he got embarrassed.
That's kind of how I feel about the Bears with their draft pick and Caleb Williams. You know what I'm saying? Like, he marches to the beat of his own drum. He likes to go to Tokyo week before the draft, loves pink fingernails,
He loves his dogs and his mom. Not just loving your dog.
I love my mom and my dogs, man. I love
I
my
do
mama.
Too, but not after... Mine, after you lose a football game, you go run and jump in the
and cry in her bosoms? Nah, man.
And then tell the people that you just want to go home with your dog. You know what I want to see in a quarterback when they lose? Remember Tim
Tebow? Piss and vinegar.
Said, When Tim Tebow, he said, you will never see another team work as hard as I will ever. God bless. And they put that on the dang stadium, what that man said. That's what I want to see in a quarterback when they lose. I don't want to, I'm crying, where go my mom and my dog and go over. Man, I need some fight.
Well, let me tell you something.
I can't do Caleb Williams. I can't get down with that.
Hey, Monty, Greg Hardy beat Tim Tebow. He sacked that man and slapped him around. Man, Greg Hardy is the one that beat him.
Memphis is fine. He came right out of Memphis. Right out of Briarcrest. You think he was in Briarcrest District?
He lived in Millington. He went to Millington first. He went to Briarcrest after Millington. That's a bad dude. You don't want him chasing
Who's the boy? Is he the one that went missing for a couple days and they found him?
He's the one that ended up becoming a UFC fighter or an MMA fighter because he basically got kicked out of the lead because he couldn't keep his hands off of other people.
He's a couch full of pistols or guns.
Yeah, he's a lunatic. That's for damn sure.
But when the man showed up to play football, he was there to play football. I don't want a bunch of softies on my team. I mean, if you want guys that paint their fingernails, that's fine. You can have that on your team. I want me some Greg Hardy.
I agree.
I want a couple boys willing to fight over a ham sandwich. That's who I want on my squad.
You're darn right.
I like Terrion Arnold, the way he, Alabama cornerback, when he got drafted by the Lions. I liked his moxie.
Yeah.
You probably didn't even watch the draft, did y'all?
I didn't. Well, I saw my man from Alabama with the gold teeth. The big defensive guy or offensive lineman. And that who it was.
Wait,
who
Dallas Turner's the edge rusher. I didn't pay attention to them. I didn't pay attention
who
to the grill.
Who did the Titans?
J.C. Latham.
Yeah, he had a grill in.
He had a grill in last night.
He was grilled up. That boy looked out of South Memphis.
He's ready, man. He'd be a perfect
Titan. That man had the grill. And man, he was just a Jerry Curl shy of being 8-ball and MJG.
Damn, man, I love me some 8-ball MGAG.
I'm telling you, the boy, Jerry Curl shy.
Coming out hard, living like a pimpster. Got
that's
a
right.
fleet, and they all call me Mister.
Don't get Johnny Radio started now.
Speaking of this music fest, for you music lovers, have y'all ever heard of any of these acts that's going to be playing at the music fest?
What music fest?
The one on the river?
Man, it's not the music fest anymore. It's like Baby Fest.
The River Park something.
I mean, one of the guys' name is Young Gravy.
I have the press release actually right here. Let's see what they're doing.
Who is you know, I went and looked at Odessa because I've never heard of them. It's like one of them techno type bands, isn't it?
Dude, I don't know.
They just have a beat.
There's like a dude up there that looks like he's like a DJ Pauly D or somebody.
Like from that show New Jersey Shore or something? Jersey Shore?
Man, I'd go see DJ Pauly D, though. I'd go see him over Odessa or whoever that is. Only because I'd want to go party with Pauly D, wouldn't you?
Bro, you know what they're doing also downtown? Like, they're doing their little barbecue cooking contest this year, too. They're having a barbecue sauce wrestling. Like, barbecue sauce wrestling? It's on Wednesday, man.
Skinny in that?
That doesn't sound any good. No, we don't need Skinny in any more competition. We're withdrawing him. You know, he couldn't do... We need to get back to the KY jelly wrestling or something like that. The heck with this barbecue sauce.
Yeah, barbecue sauce is pretty nasty. But we got to get some bets. It's already 4:41, man. How am I making some money?
Oh, okay, Johnny. I forgot we had to do some gambling around here. You know, Uncle Brassy's been hot. Pete Money, I'm just staying around 500, around that area. I've been riding Uncle Brassy's place, so we've been making some money. We've been getting buckets of beer instead of just single beer, so we've been clowning a little bit. But just remember, Johnny, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine. And with that being said, get the brooms out, ladies and gentlemen, because the Denver Nuggets are sweeping them Lakers tomorrow night. LeBron's done. He hadn't had a playoff series since the bubble, and that and that was questionable at best, you know. So I like the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night. I saw the line 4.5. It don't really matter what it is. It could be 8, 9, 10. They're about to run the Lakers out the gym. It's a sweet city. I'm taking the Nuggets, Johnny. I think it's too easy of a bet.
Shoot, right now you can actually get the Nuggets currently, at least on the MGM, -3.5.
Go ahead and jump on them.
Jump on that,
get
John.
It. Whatever you want, go get it.
Get
they
some
ain't
of
getting
that.
The game. I'm sorry. They're not getting the game.
I'm with you right there. What else you got for me?
Well,
and by the way, did you see D'Lo like sliding into DMs during the game last night?
Who won?
D'Angelo Russell, D'Lo.
Yeah, he
had 0 points, 0 for 7. Yeah, 0 for 6 from downtown. And when in the third quarter, when they're over there, like, you know, got a timeout, and they're all talking about what they're doing, he was sitting there on a cell phone, man. I'm telling you, he was sliding into the lady in the front of DMs.
He was setting up that tenderoni for the night.
Tenderoni, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I know D-Lo.
That's the San Francisco treat.
That's right. You already know.
All right, so
all right, D-Lo's getting in them DMs. You know, let's move over to baseball, Johnny.
I forgot to bet the dead gum Kansas City Royals this morning. Dead gum.
Oh,
thank
my,
you. Get to what I got to get.
The day games mess me up because I'm not ready, you know. The day games, I'm looking at the lines and looking at this, and then I go, oh, dang, something already dipped. Whatever.
Well, so, I got a little bit of advice for you. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. You hear me?
Man, that's great advice, Johnny. I never thought of it that way. Man, that's my new motto. Thank you, Johnny.
Go.
I'm gonna stay ready from now on. All right, I like the under tonight. There's a baseball game, the Cleveland Indians versus the Atlanta Braves. You got two Indian clubs going at each other. You got Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves, and you got Logan Allen on the mound for the Indians. It's down in Atlanta. It's going to be a beautiful, not hot Atlanta, and I like the under. I don't think they get there 8.5 runs. It may get to about 7-ish around there. Chris Sale can pitch a little bit. Logan Allen, 3-0. I mean, he got a little 4 ERA, but they like to pitch a little bit. I like the under. I like a little pitcher's duel tonight in the Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians game.
Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians. I got to say, I like it. Man.
Under 8.5. Don't
under the 8.5. I'm actually putting in my bet, so I wasn't listening to you. Now I'm back. I'm sorry. I got
it. What do you bet with, that MGM?
I got the MGM and the FanDuel and the DraftKings, just in
case.
Man,
my old raggedy-ass bookie, he wouldn't even take. I was trying to get out on Caleb Williams' first overall pick.
You had to lay $20,000 to win 100.
Whatever. It was free money.
Yeah, you got 20K
that's
to
what
win 100.
The kid told me at Half Shell, the kid, Tave, he said, man, if buy us 10,000, you're wild as crazy as hell. And then he goes, sprinkle some money on J.J. McCarthy going 3 overall. I said, man, let me fade whatever you say from now on.
Yeah, good job. Make sure you do that. So we got under in the Braves and the Guardians, two teams that are going at it. And by the way, the Guardians, they're named after – like, didn't you have a family member get a DUI on the Guardian Bridge?
Oh, a couple times, yeah. I had an uncle and a cousin up there. They both got DUI.
So when people go to the Guardians, they just think about, like, oh, man, that's where I got
my DUI. You better not get that DUI. The Cuyahoga County finest will be all over you, I promise you.
Well, do
you
not.
You think South Haven police are bad. Wait till you get up there at Cuyahoga County.
Man, they don't play in Ohio, do they?
Play no game.
All right, man. So what we got, Brasky?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to start out with you tonight, believe it or not. You know, I went to another fine showing of the Ole Miss baseball
team. You took Alabama, didn't you?
Absolutely, I did. I hate to tell you, I'm not going back to watch a game tonight. We got Double Decker Festival kicking off this afternoon in Oxford. I will be a double-decker, I promise you. It will be a lot nicer than going to the baseball game. But we're going to start tonight, Johnny. I like the Minnesota Sun, the Minnesota and the Suns game, over 103 in the first half. The Timberwolves in the Sun.
Over 103. In the first half, okay.
First half.
I was like, dude, the Minnesota Suns is mine. This man.
Well, no.
He's getting – I can tell you've been in the sauce, brother.
I've had two drinks and I've had a puff. That's all I've had so far today. But I'm fixing to get my head right out here on this patio because I'm getting ready to go to double decker. Now the nickel play this week, we're taking Alabama tonight -1.5 over Ole Miss. They 10-run ruled them. It was 12-0 in 7 innings. It was over quick last night.
It was.
It was nasty. It's hard to watch when it looks like they're batting practice. I'd be afraid to be in outfield. I'd be getting pelted with balls when they hit it out there. You know, this doesn't even look like baseball to me. It looks like batting practice.
It does. So,
but we're going to stick with the dime bag play. We didn't hit it last week. Only because the Birmingham Stallions fumbled 3 times inside the opponent's 5-yard line going into score.
That's not
Matt. They still won the game.
Matt Corral didn't do any fumbling, did he?
No, he didn't fumble it. No. I mean, but they had 3 turnovers inside the 5-yard line. That is not good, and they still won the game.
Well, what do we
so
got
we're
then?
Taking a, we got the Birmingham Stallions -7.5 over the Houston Rednecks.
I love it. Rednecks down. Let's go Stallions.
They're called the Roughnecks, but we'll call them the Rednecks. It sounds better.
I like it. Gentlemen, y'all have fun, man. Enjoy Double Decker Party down in Oxford today. If you see my daughter.
You need to come on down, Johnny. Away. Get up tomorrow. Get here by 10 in the morning. Well, that ain't going to happen.
Johnny came down and watch his daughter cheerlead at 7 o'clock. You think he's coming to Double Decker?
Come on, don't. I missed one dead gum showing because I ran late. Golly, nobody lets me sit it down now, man. Live it down. Hey, gentlemen, y'all have a wonderful weekend, man. I'll see y'all, I'm sure, very soon, and we'll do it again next week.
All right,
have
Johnny,
a great one, Johnny.
A broke man's a dangerous man, Johnny.
Don't y'all touch the dial. Back in 2 Shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. Hopefully you jumped on the Royals. They're looking pretty good here. Man, it's only 1-0, but it could be 2-0. Right now, the Tigers could be up, except for the Royals play from their right fielder, Frazier, who just scaled the wall and brought back Adam Frazier. What a damn play he made out there in right field, bringing back a home run and then throwing my man out at first, who had already taken off and was almost to third base because he thought it was gone. By the way, I got some crazy news. OJ, what killed OJ just came out.
Cancer, right?
Prostate cancer. Prostate cancer. Only time prostate cancer has ever done any good in the world. I will tell you, though, before you go, I'm doing a little PSA. How do you prevent prostate cancer?
I don't know. Go to the doctor.
No. According to this right here, this is WebMD, choose a healthy diet full of fruits and vegetables. Eat a variety of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Blah, blah, blah. They contain vitamins, da, da, da. And guess what else it says? Masturbate regularly. It helps reduce the issue with your prostate. Your mom might have told you you'll go blind, but the doctors are telling you, have at it. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, the NBA starts at 4:30 today. You got a little Pacers Bucks. Get out there, make the world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace.